both the rabbin and Sefer Litzvos. Mitzvah Asei Ayin Gimel. Everyone have a copy? Okay, Mitzvah Asei Ayin Gimel, the Mitzvah of Didui. And together with that, we'll look at the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva in the beginning as well. Okay. What is the source for the Mitzvah of Teshuva? What exactly is the Mitzvah of Teshuva according to the Rambam? Mitzvah Ha'ayin Gimel. The 73rd Mitzvah say, Hishetzivanu Lesvados Alachatoyim Ve'avonos Shechatanu Lefnei Yekel Yisrael. We should know, the Rambam did not write this in the original Hebrew. This is a translation. In the Yad, that's the Rambam's original Hebrew. This is a translation. But even so, we can get the gist of the Rambam's ideas. Shetzivanu Lesvados Alachatoyim Ve'avonos Shechatanu Lefnei Yekel Yisrael Ve'leimor Usam Im Hatshuva. V'zehu Avidui. So what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is defined as vidui on various averis. Shetzivanu lisvados al chatanu v'avonos shechatanu lifnei hakel yisale. How are you reading the words? Lifnei hakel yisale. Does it go on shechatanu or does it go on shetzivanu lisvados? How are you reading it? Chevra, how do you read it? Where should the comma be? So lifnei hakel is going on what? Shachatanu lifnei hakel yisale, or shetzivanu? Does he think, or shetzivanu maybe means shetzivanu lisvado shachatanu machem shachatanu, that we should be misvado lifnei hakel yisale? Vidui is lifnei
Hashem.
No, but they have to know what it means. Okay, but first we have to touch the words, then we'll explain it. But first we have to know where to put the comma. Is it Shetzivanu Lisvado Sachatan Vanu Shechatanu Lefnei Akel? Or is it Shetzivanu Lisvado Sachatan Vanu Shechatanu and we should Misvada Lefnei Akel Yisrael? So I have a raya from the Rambam in the Yad. Okay, look at the Rambam in the first halacha. And then we'll see even the Koseris as well, but just read the first halacha. Koa Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. Bein asei, bein lo sasei. The Rambam says, whether asei lo sasei, im avar adam malachas mehen, a person violated one of these mitzvahs, bein bezadom, bein bishkaga, again, with the midayik, all these things soon will come back to, zadom, shkaga, all the same. Kishiyasa tshuva, the yosha mecheto, chayev visvados lufnei akel baruchu. So what do you see in the Rambam? That the lufnei akel baruchu is defining the act of the vidui. Vidui is viewed as lifnei Hashem. It's a vidui mean is defined as misvada lifnei Hashem. Shneimar is a quote from the pasuk. Truth is, you see it in the Koseris as well. Right before halacha aleph, the Rambam gives you all the mitzvahs that are included in these series of halachas. This is typical in the Rambam everywhere. Mitzvah sasei achas. What is it? V'hu sheyoshev achote mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yisvada. What's the lifnei Hashem? Mecheto lifnei Hashem? No. I mean, you could push that pshat in the words, maybe in Sefer Mitzvahs. Shechatanu lifnei akel. But the Maaseh doesn't mean, as we saw from the Rambam himself, it doesn't mean that way. But here it's also, sheyoshev achote mecheto, sheyoshev lifnei Hashem. So it's clear that the Rambam is defining vidui as a vidui lifnei Hashem. What are the nafkaminas? What are the implications? We'll have to see. But maybe off the top of our head right now, let's even suggest something. When do we say vidui? I mean, when we do our vidui in Yom Kippur, when do we do it? At the end of Shemoneh Esrei. After. But here's the Gra. The Gra says that you should say Yiyu L'Ratzon not before you say vidui, but after. And the reason is because he wants the vidui to be mekusher, to be connected to Shemoneh Esrei. So there's, okay, truth is yesh v'yesh. There are days that say you could say Yehi Ratzon, it's also good enough. You say, but you always say Yehi Ratzon. That's a question all the time, really. Whether Okainitzor should, you should say Yehi Ratzon before Okainitzor and then again afterwards, or do you not say Yehi Ratzon until after Okainitzor? I mean, it could have nafkaminas if you want to answer Hishmei Rabbah or something on Kedusha. So if you didn't say Yehi Ratzon yet, and you're Mechanitzor, you couldn't answer. but if you were ready after saying Yigal Ratzon, then you could say certain things even before you step back 3 steps. But this is all the time. But the Gra has a special kpeda that on Yom Kippur, when you do the vidui at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you definitely should not say Yigal Ratzon until afterwards, because you want the vidui to be connected to Shemoneh Esrei. So why would be what would be the pshat? Because vidui, as according to the Rambam, is lifnei Hashem. It's vidui lifnei Hashem. And so and what is the essence of tefillah? You omed lifnei Hashem. That's the essence of the ma'is of tefillah. Rav Chaim developed the idea in the Sefer that kavan is ma'akev in the entire Shemoneh Esrei. The person has to be aware that the omed lifnei Hashem. The kavan apir shamilos, the Gemara says, is ma'akev in the first brach of Avos. And there's a shita that also modim. But the rest of the Pirush Amilos, if you didn't have in mind what you were saying, you didn't think about the meaning of the words, you still yodse. But Rav Chaim pointed out the idea that you're omed lifnei Hashem, that's a requirement for the entire Amida. So if it's Mida lifnei Hashem and you want to do vidui and it's also lifnei Hashem, so that could be why you should say Yigal Ratzon not before, because then that ends the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, also the fact that you need Amida for vidui. Why is it? So maybe with this Rambam, just like Shemoneh Esrei, it's Amida lifnei Hashem and it's Omed, it's done in the posture of standing. Okay, you try to bend a little bit, Hachna, but basically Vidu should not be done sitting. At least L'chatchila. But the idea is because the Rambam is defining Vidu as lifnei Hashem. Okay, so the mitzvah though, the Rambam is defining the mitzvah as the mitzvah is Vidu. Shetzivano is vados. Here too in the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, kishiyaset shuva v'yosha mechetu chayv is vados. The mitzvah is vidui. So what's the role of tshuva? Obviously, tshuva is part of the part of the context of vidui. Vidui shouldn't just be vidui dvarim. Vidui has to be expressing the machshavos and the hirhurim of the tshuva. But the mitzvah is defined as a vidui. There's a famous Minchas Chinuch that says that really it's not a mitzvah of tshuva per se, it's only a mitzvah if you do tshuva to say vidui, but that's already a chidush, a big chidush. Especially in the fact that the Rambam in the Koseres sounds like tshuva is also part of the mitzvah. Notice the lashon in Koseres is sheyashuv achotei lechetov nisham biyizvada. So here the Rambam includes not the way Minchas Chinuch thought that the tshuva is almost like only a hechetimtza. That now, if you're doing tshuva, then you have to do vidui. But no, the mitzvah is defined as yashuv v'yizvada. So it's ki'il, it's coming together. The tshuva and the vidui are both the mitzvah. But the way that we can define the mitzvah in terms of what we see, how it's expressed outwardly, that's through the vidui. Okay, so this is the mitzvah of the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh that we have called vidui. What's the source for this? So the Rambam gets to it here in Sefer Mitzvahs after a couple of more lines. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says it right away. But let's read on in the Sefer Mitzvahs first. Tzivanu l'svados al chatoim v'avonos shechatanu l'fnei akel yis'aleh. Again, the way we're learning it, that we should be misvada l'fnei akel. V'lomar osam im hatshuva. Here it's interesting. We should say it with the tshuva. See, the Rambam doesn't make tshuva like, you know, just secondary. It's connected to the vidui. You're supposed to be mizvada with the tshuva. You bring the tshuva to the vidui. V'zehu ha-vidui, that's vidui. V'kavanaso, sheyoma ana Hashem chatas avisi v'ashati v'asisi kach v'kach. That's what vidui is, to acknowledge that you sinned and you've done whatever. V'yarech ha-maymar, you can go on. V'yavakesh ha-machilo b'zeh in fitzachos rishom. The Ram defines vidui also as according to kapena, like the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur and the various viduyim, that he asks for mechila. The dasha afilu achatam shechayav maleim elu aminim min hakarbanos and iskarim she'amar yisala shemishe krivim niskapelo. Here the Rambam adds, and we'll see the Rambam says it in the Yad as well, that even those karbanos that come with kapara, and the Torah says when you bring the carbon you have a kapara. Bali chatos, hashamos, v'chiper, hine lo yaspik lo makravasam bilti yavidu. It's insufficient just the fact that you brought the karbanos. It's understood that you have to have a vidui as well. Now, the source for all this, v'hu amro yizbarach, this is the source for vidui, that which it says in Parshas Naso. Dabra b'nei Yisrael isha isha, ki yas mikuchat ha'sa'adam l'mo ba'al Hashem, v'ashma nefesh ahi, v'svad v'schatasam asher asam. Okay, so the source is a pasuk in Parshas Naso. If you look now to the Sefer in Hilchos Tshuva, you'll see right away that I'm quoted that before he got to the details about balichatos and other things and what it is that you say, kesa misvada, he gives you right away the source and the pasuk. Kishiyasa tshuva v'yoshu mecheto chay v'svados ufnei akil baruch hu shenemar. Isha isha kiyasa mikolchata sa'adim l'ma v'ashem v'ashman nepshahim v'svados chatosam v'sha'asu zeh vidu dvarim. Uvidu zeh mitzvah saseh. Then he goes on, Ketsa Misvada, and he goes on, Bechem Barichatos Vashamos, we'll get to that at some point, that they have to also, Emiskaper, Bekarbanam, later in the Halacha, Achi Yasu Tshuva, Vyisvada Vidu Dvarim, Shenemar, he brings another Pasuk. Notice, first he quotes the Pasuk on the Etzem source of the Mitzvah Vidui, which is the Pasuk in Naso, which is Vyisvadu. Then later on, he quotes that which Balichatos v'ashamos, when they bring their karbanos, al shigasan o al zdonan, some karbanos are for shogeg, some are for mezid. Right? Chatos are always for shogeg. And asham, right, there are fewer chatos, all the yori can be for mezid. And ashamos are generally for mezidim. Not always, but some of them are for mezidim. So he says, also they, emes kaper, al shgasin o al zdonan, emes kaper at shiyasi tshuva, v'yisvay vidvam shenem v'zvada shechata aleha. So we have two psukim to think about. The pasuk v'zvadu, in Parshas Naso, and the pasuk v'zvada shechata aleha, which is in Parshas Vayikra. I want to show you exactly each of these two psukim. The Rambam back in Sefer Mitzvahs also ends up referencing v'zvada. Take a look further. Yeah, the order is a little different, but he starts by giving you more details of the vidui. He quotes the pasuk of his vadu. Then he says, "V'lashon mechilta v'perish zeh ha-pasuk." He means the sifrei. V'shenema v'svada shechata, v'svada acheta shechata aleha. That's the pasuk by Olav Yored. That's v'svada. Alachatas kishi kayemes lo mishenishchata, when achatas is still alive. Ein b'mashma shizvada achiyochid el al bias hamigdash. Again, that's one of the affairs of Olav Yored. Shizah kasuv komar amar yizbarach v'zvada shechata amnam ba b'pashas v'yikra b'mitami mikdash v'kadashav. Uminay umashiniska imba umimasha b'yarno v'nemar sham b'mechotesh anachnu lo nilman mizah kasuv el chiyu v'yavidu b'mitami mikdash. Minay atamar b'shar kol mitzvah tamalomar dab misal v'zvadu. So that takes us to Parshas Naso. And it continues for, how do you know, also other things as well, Mises, Ekrisis, Krisis, and so on. So we have two psukim to work with in Chumash that talk about the mitzvahs vidui. The first pasuk that was quoted in the Rambam is Parshas Naso, the Hisvadu, and then the other pasuk, which is specifically about a karban, is the Hisvada. Let's identify the source and the context of each of these psukim. What's Parshas Naso talking about? Anybody know? What's the context of that pasuk? It's just after Shlishi in Parshas Naso, and if you have a chumash, you can look with me. What?
Nazir?
No, it's before that. After Shlishi, Revi starts the Parshas Sota, Nazir, Berchas Kohan. That's the Aliyah of Revi. But here we're talking with the Aliyah of Shlishi. So you have first in Shlishi, Shiluach Machanos. But then you have a few psukim that are referring to Gezel Hager. What is Gezel Hager? So there's a halacha of Asham Gezelos. One of the Ashamos is called Asham Gezelos, which you find in Parshas Vayikra. The end of Vayikra, the very end of Vayikra, discusses if a person withholds money that he owes somebody else for all different kinds of reasons. And the Torah discusses all different scenarios of that. Nefesh kisachata, the very last section in Parshas Vayikra, the last few psukim. Nefesh kisachata omo mal b'ashem v'chichesh ba'amiso. So he lies under oath That's how it's explained. On a number of types of tvios, claims of monetary claims. The pikadon, either I deny that I have your pikadon, or besumes yad, that's halva, that I owe you the money of the loan, or begazel, or that which I stole from you and I deny it, that I have money that I owe you, or ashek asamiso, that means schasachir, that I'm withholding wages and I deny it. Again, I deny it and I swore falsely. O matza veda v'chicheshba, or he found a lost object, and again he denied. V'chnishba al-shaker. So v'chichesh is he lies, and he swears to that, to corroborate that lie. In any one of these scenarios, that there's money that is owed, and I deny it, and I swear, he swears that he doesn't owe. Then, v'haya ki yechta v'ashem, which means he's modeh afterwards that he was lying, that he swore falsely. Says the Torah, this is the famous pasuk, Ve'eshev is agzela. Everyone heard the pasuk, now you know where it is. Ve'eshev is agzela asher gazal. This is the mitzvah shavas agzela. O es oshek asher ashak, that's the schasachya that you owe. O es apikadna asher avkarito. O es aveda asher matza. All different things. O mikosh eshev asheker, v'shila mosa b'rosho. You have to pay the karen. V'chamishi sav Yosef alav, you have to bring the chomesh. You have to bring an Hashem Zelos. So there's three things you have to do to make restitution. When you're mode, when he's mode after, he swore falsely about the money that was owed. So what does he have to do? He has to give back the Karen, pay a Chomesh, goes to the Kohanim, and he has to bring a carbon Hashem Zelos. It's one of the Hashemos. What if the person has no relative, the person died? So you have to pay the money, money is owed, you mow the relatives. Let's say there's no relatives. Why would there be no relatives? Gear. So that is where Parshas Naso comes in. And that's introduced with the word Vizvad. So the Torah in Parshas Naso is mashlim, a detail of Hashem Gezelos. And it's mentioned because it's Dvarm Shin Ischatshu Behen. As Rashi says there, the Pasuk starts with Dabel Bnei Yisrael. This is Perek Hey Pasuk Vav. Isha Isha Ki Yasin Nikol Chato Sa'adam. Limo Baal Bashem, that's the same expression used over here. Umoa Mal Bashem. V'ashma Nefeshahi. Rashi comments, Pasuk Vav here. Harichaza v'kosav kan, Parshas Gozel v'nishba al sheker. Hi ho amura v'pashas v'yikra. Umoa lo Mal Bashem v'chichish ba'al miso. V'nishnez kan, it's repeated here, b'shvil shnei dvarim shnizchad shuba. What are the two things? Number one, shekasav isvadu. So the pashup shot here, pashup shot, before we get to drushes. We made she'enu chayev chomesh v'asham al pi edim at sheyode bedavar. Because notice, in Parshas Vayikra, it doesn't say explicitly that he was mode. It says, v'haya kiyachta v'ashem. No, that could be because of edim also, that they testified that he lied and really he had the money that he denied. But the halach is, he's only chayev chomesh v'asham. Karen's going to be chayev regardless. He owes the money. But the chomesh v'asham is only if he himself is mode that he swore falsely. So that's the first reason why the Torah repeats this inyan for visvadu. And the second, v'asheni al gezer ager shehu nitan l'kohanim. And that comes in the pasuk, when the matnas kohuna is gezer ager. So the pasuk continues. Next pasuk, v'svadu es chatasim she'asu, v'eshiv es hashamu b'rosh, that's the Karen. Hashamu, he means the Karen, v'acham v'shiso Yosef Olav, v'm'en la'ish go'el, so that's one detail that's added, v'svadu, v'im la'in l'ish go'el, then, ha'asham mushav Hashem la'koen. Matnas kohuna, one of matnas kohuna is gezer ager, she'en la'yorshin. Melevad, ela kipurim ha'sheichar pebo alav, besides for the carbon. So that's the parasha of gezer ager. But meanwhile, the pasuk is vadu. So the pasuk shot is that the Torah wants you to know that the chiyuv of Hashem Gezelos with the chomesh is only when you have your hodah after the shvuah. Meanwhile, we have another drasha, this vadu. And that's the drasha, the sifrei, that the rabbi is quoting. The drasha, the sifrei, that says, this vadu, that's the halacha that you need vidur. For you do, the mitzvah's vidur. Now, that's one pasuk, v'hizvadu. What about the other pasuk? That's v'hizvadah. That is specifically discussing the carbon. Which carbon is this being discussed there? The carbon ol v'yored, And one of the averus that you bring all the oreid for is tumas migdash v'kadashav. That's also toward the end of Vayikra. This is what I just read now at the very end of Vayikra. Earlier, in Perek Hay of Vayikra, there are a list of averos for which the carbon is called Ola V'Yored. When the kids don't make the mistake, they think Ola V'Yored is a carbon Ola. It's a mistake. It's not Ola. Ola means it's going up in the Mizbeach. That's a carbon Ola. Carbon Ola V'Yored is a carbon Chatas that has a sliding scale. So it's Ola V'Yored, means if you can afford an animal, you bring an animal. If you can't afford an animal, the Torah gives you the option to bring birds. Can't afford that, you can bring a minchas chote. And so that's what's called Ola V'Yored. It's not a fixed carbon chatas, which would be for typical averus that a person's chayv chatas. There's no option except to bring the animal. Kismo se'ira. But that's earlier in Vayikra. But here you have the list of things for which the Torah says you could bring an animal if you could afford that. Otherwise, you have the option of bringing something less. Nefesh, so one example is few things that you bring carbon Ola V'Yored for. So a person is sworn to say testimony, he has edus against somebody, and he doesn't want to say the edus. But then we have the following. Oh, nefesh ashatiga b'chol davar tamei. Person touches something that's metamei him in a veil or sheretz. Oh, b'nivas chaya tamei, b'nivas behema tamei, b'nivas sheretz tamei, v'nela mimenu, b'u tamei v'ashem. So what did he do wrong? Okay, so he didn't know he became tamei. Something was, there was a lapse of awareness. Again, tumas meis. So that is one of the averas. And then it has another avera. So these are all things that for which the Torah says, "V'haya pasuk hey, chi yesham achas me'ela." If for one of these things a person is guilty, v'hisvada ashechata aleha. So here another pasuk, v'hisvada. This is mentioned in connection to a carbon chatas. But what chatas, a chatas that's brought for one of these averus that we're going to call it all of the yored as the pasuk continues. Behavius Hashem al Hashem, Hashem means his carbon, his guilt offering means chatas. A chatas or shachata. So you bring the kevah min atzon kisbo, siras yisum chatas. Like every chatas, it's either a female goat or female sheep. The chipa lava kami chataso. The mo sagia yadu, they say, can't afford an animal, a sheep. Then behavius Hashem al shachata, shtei som shnei bnei yono, echad chatas ed ola. You bring a chatas and an ola for birds, and that the Kohen brings his offering for you. And then it says, Vimlos Asagyadu Shtei Sorim by Shvi, then he brings Asira Sa'efa Solis Lechatas, without any Lavona, without any Shemen, and the Kohen does a Kamitza, and that is the Kapara for these Averis. That's all the Averis. So what's one of the main Averis mentioned here is Tumas Migdash V'Kadashav. What does it say happened? He became Tamei, v'nela mimenu, v'hu tamei v'ashem, which could have to do with, in other words, he forgot that he ate his tamei, or he forgot that what he was eating was kodesh, or another way he could violate tumas v'kadashav is not just eating kodesh, but he does what? He's tamei, and he does what? He enters the Beis HaMikdash, b'tumah. So all these examples are called tumas v'kadashav. By the way, you should recognize this. This is like a major inyan in Karbanos on the Regalim, and also Yom Kippur. The Gemara discusses the various karbanos that are brought, let's say, on Yom Kippur, the Seirim. You see, every Musaf, except for Shabbos, has a Soyer Lechatas. Right? So we read Rosh Hashanah. Right? Besides the Shnei Seirim Lechat, there was a Soyer Rosh Chodesh, and there's a Soyer of Rosh Hashanah. Right? Milvad Alas HaChodesh Minchasa. So, what is Seirim coming for? What's the Chatas? What's the sin? So the Sukkis beginning of Masech Teshuvos discusses. The ultimate mikdash v'kadasha related, but there's all different ways that you can have the avera. You did v'tchil, you did v'sof, you didn't know. So there's all different. The Gemara has different shitas working out. Beginning, stopping on Masech Teshuvos, discuss exactly which seirim and mechaper for which scenarios of tumas mikdash v'kadasha, and so on Yom Kippur as well. V'chipar al kodesh mitumas bnei some v'pishem chokatosam. There has to be constant cleansing on averas relating to tumas mikdash v'kadasha. So for an individual, you'd have the carbon Ola V'Yored. And meanwhile, in the middle of this, it says, V'hisvada asher chata, V'hisvada asher chata aleha. So we have now a makor for vidui connected to carbon. Now we know exactly what we're talking about in the Rambam. Okay. Let me read you a little bit from the Chinuch. The Rambam doesn't bring the whole Lashon, but the Rambam brings the Lashon Mechilta here in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Lefisha Nema Vizdada, he goes away from this end. It says Vizdada. That's a pasuk by Ovi Ored. That's Anchatas, Kishik. Ein b'mashma shizvad, hayachid ela al bias hamigdash. See the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. Shizeh ha-kosuv, this pasuk, Vizdada, amnam ba, b'pashas v'yikra, b'mitami migdash v'kadash. That's one of the averis that the Ovi Ored is brought for. Umashinisker imo, meaning the other averis. The Nema Sham b'mechilta, he means the Torah's Kohanim, or maybe the Sifrei and Naso. Shenachnu lo nimad mizah kasuv elachiv havidui umetami migdash. So how do I know now the vidui is anything beyond the context of that visvada? Minayin atamar b'shar kol mitzvus. How do I know there's a mitzvah vidui and all other mitzvahs, and a person doesn't any avera? The Rambam began here bein asay bein losa say. Bein besadim, bein beshlaga, that the chiyah vidu. Where do I know that from? Tamulam adabel bnei yisav vizvadu. In other words, that's the pasuk in Parshas Nasa. Clear, everybody? Okay. I'm going to read you an interesting thing from the Sefer Chinuch, which is always patterned after Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam. Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet, Parshas Nasa, Mitzvah Vidu Yalachet. Just to give you more background here. Interesting. He brings a lot of interesting things here. Shenitzdavenu lezvados lefnei Hashem al koach hatoyim shechatanu be'eis shenisnachem aleim. We feel bad regret. V'zeh inyan havidui shiyom ha'adam be'eis hatshuva. When he says at the time he's doing tshuva, an Hashem chatasi avisi pashati kein v'kein kolom ha'shiyaski achet she'asa v'feresh b'fiv yivakish kapara olav. Like the Rambam says, Sefer Mitzvahs. V'yarech v'davar k'vi ma'shiyir tzachus l'shono. Okay, that's the mitzvah. The Amru Zechronim Livracha, Shafilu HaChatoim Shechivam Torah Karban Aleim, even Chatoim to have a Chiv Karban, Tzarech Adam El Avidoi Ima Karban. So this is again taken all from the Rambam that we read in Sefer Mitzvahs, right? Even when you bring a Karban, it's not enough to bring the Karban, you need Vidoi. The Alzeh Ne'amar, for this it's written, now he's giving you the whole Kloyistic Inyan of Vidoi. Let's see, he's going to bring both Psukim. The Alzeh Ne'amar, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, Isha Isha Kiyas Mikuchatas Adam Lumab Hashem Ashman Nefshahi Bezvadu Eschatas Mashar Asu. So he starts with the source of Parshas Nasa, which is the Din Vidu in general. The Amu B'Mechilta, this is Sefer Zuta, he quotes it from, Mishinema Bezvada Shechata, Yizvada Al Chet Shechata Leha, Al Chatas Kishi Kayemes, Lo Mishin Nishchata, Kolomer Ba'ot Shebehim Asa Karben Chaya, Lo Mishin Nishchata, the Vidu is done when the animal is still alive. Ba'ot Amu Sham, he's all quoting from the Sefer Zuta. Lamadnu hachiyuv havidui l'metami migdash v'kadashav. Minayin atamar be'shar kol mitzvus. Kolomar, what does it mean to say? Sha mikra zeh ba b'parshas v'yikra. B'metami migdash v'kadashav. Minayin atamar be'shar kol mitzvus. Tichsiv, davel b'nei Yisrael v'hizvadu. That's parshas nasu. Kolomar, she nidro shakasuv ki'ilu lo nichtav adav ha'miyuchad. We have to understand it's not just on something specific. Minayin sheyesh mashma zeh af misos akrisos. That's another riboy. Shnemar gabi vidui aron ba'achri mos. L'cho chatosam. V'dorishu zechon v'racha l'rabos mitzvus lo sase. V'chiyasu d'chshiv kam rabos mitzase. So everything is included. Kolom en vitak mitzase. Et she yochel lasos shachay v'svadosu. If you didn't do mitzase, that you have to do v'yur in that. But old darshu is all more drashes that we haven't get to the Rambam. It's in the Rambam most of these drashes, but I'm reading from the Chinuch. But old darshu zechanu levracha. But there's something here that's not in the Rambam, so I'm reading it for a reason. You'll see. But old darshu zechanu levracha sham b'mechilta mikol chato sa'adam imasha beino bein chavero. Even that requires vidui. Al gnevos v'al gzelos v'al goshen hara. V'zeh avidui tzarech be'emes hiyashiv hachamas hashebachapav. You have to also give back what you owe. Shemlokin mutav shelo yizvada ozeh. That's not going to work to have a vidu without giving back. Limo mal rabos kol chayv misus sheyizvada. That's limo mal. Another riboy. Yachal af neirogin al pizomimin. That's why I'm mentioning. Yachal af hadeirogin al pizomimin. You might think that you should also have vidu if people are being killed based on zomimin. What does he mean to say? What do you think? What's the shaila here? Yachol af neirogin al pizomimin. So he's going to answer. Tamulomar v'ashma hanefesh lo amarti el sheyishav ashma. Okay, so what does he mean? He means as follows. The Chinuch explains it. Yachol af neirogin al pizomimin. Kolomar afa pishehu yodeya shelo chata. Ela shehu ad olav edus sheker He's not really guilty. He knows he's not guilty. But Nebuch, he's being framed. Nezomimin. But Maisa, we haven't yet discovered that there's Zomimin. Afanerogin al pi Zomimin. Zomimin means that there was Zomam Sheker, but we haven't discovered it yet. Kolom api shahu yodea shalochata. El shahu ad olav edus Sheker, shehi chai vizvado sefer. Tamilomar v'ashma hanefesh shahi vizvado. Lo amarti el kshiyesham ashma. There's more in the Chinuch. Maybe we'll get to it. Maybe we'll see. Let's go back to the Rambam. There's more here to talk about. There's a lot here. Okay, so we have a little bit of a picture in the Rambam. The mitzvahs vidui, according to the Rambam, the mitzvahs tshuva is really the mitzvahs vidui. The source is v'esvadu, v'esvada. There are other shittas in Rishonim on this. The Ramban in Chumash holds that tshuva is a mitzvah, and it's not the vidui mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of tshuva. What's the source for the Rambam in Chumash? I don't know if I have, I left it in my office, it's fine, I'll speak it out. The Ramban learns that tshuva is mitzvahs asay. What's the pasuk? Last week's Pirsa Torah, last Shabbos. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban says, pshat in the Pasuk here, it says in Yitzavim, ki ha-mitzvah zos ha-shanochi mitzavach ha-yom, lo nifreisi mimchav lo rechol kehilo v'shabayim mi. So one way to learn the Pesukim is, it's going on the Torah in general. The mitzvah meaning the entire Torah, it's not beyond you, it's not v'shamayim, it's not me'ivir ha-yom. The Ramban says, however, that the pshat is different. Ki ha-mitzvah zos, because it's going on what it says just before. It says before, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, v'shamata v'kolo, and it says, ki ha-mitzvah zos, lo nifreisi mimcha. And it goes on, it says, ki karvi lach adam, v'ficha v'lvavcha lasoso. V'ficha v'lvavcha is the inyan of the vidui, that it's easy to do it, you just have to be mizvada and then to feel the charata. So, meanwhile, the Ramban is learning, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, the Ramban learns, is a mitzvah sase. So it's a mitzvah of tshuva. What does the Rambam do with the pasuk b'shavta Hashem Elokecha? So later in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam understood b'shavta Hashem Elokecha not as a mitzvah, but rather as what? As a haftacha. The Rambam says that the Torah predicted that in the future Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, and he quotes the pasuk here b'shavta Hashem Elokecha. That the Torah predicted, the Torah assured us that there's going to be tshuva that's going to be happening. But the Rambam didn't take it as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam later on, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin. Ko Nevi'im Kuram, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hei. En Yisrael Nigon El B'Tshuva, Ukvar Hefticha Torah, Shesof Yisrael, Lassos Tshuva, Besof Golusa, Biyad Hei Nigolim. Shenemar, and he quotes, V'ashivos El Vavecha, V'shavta L'Shem El Kecha, V'shavet El Tzvuscha. This is not a mitzvah, it's a haftacha. It's an interesting thing. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayelach, this coming week's Parsha, it's a very interesting insight. Meshech Chachma says, in a way, you might argue that how could tshuva be a mitzvah? I understand to say maybe vidui is a mitzvah, but how can you say tshuva is a mitzvah? After all, a person has to keep the entire Torah. So the same mitzvah that existed before a person did a chet would be machayev a person did tshuva. That's how he seems to argue. He says, "Niskashu rabim nisboni the shem tshuva kefi ma shemora shma." It sounds like tshuva. Do tshuva. Ech nechsheves the mitzvah she yoshu bikisko v'yachta ol. What does it sound like? The mitzvah is to repent, meaning that you should not do it again. Do you need tshuva to tell you not to do it again? Hello, b'lo mitzvah, mitzvah v'omed l'vri lav ha-mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. V'chi b'shvil she'ava v'shana ba hutra lo sakadaitach. Because you did aveira once or twice, now you don't have, you're not bound by the mitzvah anymore because you opted out. No such thing. Hine ha-sara ha-rishona ha-mona'aso mechato term shechata hi-mona'aso mechato gamach v'shechata. So he says, so must be, what's the pshat in tshuva? That's where the Rambam comes in. The mitzvah is vidui. Amna mitzvah sa tshuva shalzet tzarech mitzvah pratis. Hush im chata v'osev eschetto mitzvah lezvados lahagid ufnei Hashem izbarach ki yodea ba'atma shechat v'arkesh kapara. V'chein ulashen arbeinu b'hilchis tshuva. Kishi yasa tshuva v'yoshem echetto. In other words, he wants to teach the Rambam, why does the mitzvah have to be defined in terms of the vidui? Because l'chera, short of the vidui, what tshuva is already taken for granted. It's implicit in the mitzvah itself. Because you can't go back to do that there. So obviously that's tshuva, so they don't need tshuva as a mitzvah for that. So mitzvah has to be defined as vidui. No, so what's pshat in the Ramban? Ramban counts tshuva as a separate mitzvah. It's sad, v'shavta Hashem al-kecha. So l'chaira, the answer seems pashut. Yeah, but of course you're not going to do that there again. But tshuva is not just about not doing it again. It's about a kabbalah, and it's a charata. The charata, for example, is one of the Ikarei Tshuva, is charata. So to the extent that there's, it's not just, good, you're not repeating the chet. You're bound not to, you're bound by the pre-existing sivuyim not to repeat the chet. The mitzvahs are still valid for you. Yeah, but the process of tshuva in the form of a kabbalah lahaba, the resolution, and a charata, that's unique to the mitzvah of tshuva. So what's the Mishnah Chachma saying pshat in the Rambam? That the Rambam needed to define the mitzvah in terms of vidui, because without defining the mitzvah as the vidui, so everything else is already included in the fact that the Torah spoke to you. So obviously you have to, tshuva is already given, because it's a given because you have the mitzvah itself. Yeah, the mitzvah says you can't repeat the Aveira. But tshuva is to mekabel on yourself not to go back to it. There's a kabbalah lahava. It's a special inyan to mekabel and a charata. So that's where the Ramban can certainly hold that the mitzvah tshuva is a separate mitzvah, the shavta. Not necessarily vidui, but the mitzvah is tshuva. So what's pshat in the Rambam, according to Meshech Chachma, the Rambam couldn't see tshuva as the mitzvah because it, without the vidui, everything that tshuva is really included in the mitzvah. So the pshat must be the following. That if the Torah says that you have these mitzvahs that you're bound to keep, they're binding on you. So it must mean that the person violated the mitzvah, it's understood that now that you did Aveira, now you have to mekabel not to do it again. In other words, because to the extent that you were bound to begin with not to do the mitzvah, you were bound not to violate the mitzvah, so now that you violate it, so obviously how are you going to see to it not to do it again? You have to, that's human nature. Otherwise, you're not going to make a cheshbon with yourself that you're not going to repeat it, then you could very well repeat it. So it's also self-understood. The kabbalah haba is also nichal in the tzivui. Because whatever it's going to take for you to make sure not to repeat the aveira. So if kabbalah haba is what's necessary, how is a person able to withstand the temptation? So there has to be a resolution. The resolution is a different level of resolution if you already failed once before. Obviously, you have to have a stronger commitment. To the extent that there's always a commitment, you're committed, I'm bound to this. But now you see you skipped. So how are you going to make sure not to repeat it? Obviously, you have to makabah not to do it again. Otherwise, you're lacking in your commitment. So the commitment is also mechayev the kabbalah. What about charata? I say the same thing. The essence of a mitzvah. You could just add another word here. Essence of mitzvah is to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a connection with you. What a mitzvah! It's time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a tzivui. That's it. No questions. No. This is how you connect with me. So if your person violated the mitzvah, so that means that the connection is severed in that regard. So obviously you have to feel bad, because mitzvahs are meant to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all that, everything about tshuva, charata, kabbalah, is all nichlal in the tzivui, says the Meshech Chachma. So therefore, the only thing that you can isolate and define in terms of the mitzvah is tshuva, is the vidui. That's, I think, would be the pshat in the Rambam, according to the Meshech Chachma. That's where Rambam has to focus specifically. Even if he says tshuva, yashiva chote v'yisvada, it always has to come down to the vidui to define it as a distinct mitzvah. Because if you're not going to bring the vidui into the picture, then everything else that's the chelkei tshuva, without bringing the vidui as part of that, to frame it, to put it into the vidui, everything else is already nichlal in the fact that I have mitzvahs that are given to me. I think that would be the vort in Reshech Chachma. Okay. What would the Ramban hold? So let's go back to the Ramban. So now, if this is such a compelling svara, so l'chora the Ramban does count. Then the tshuva is a mitzvah by itself. It's shavta. L'chora is a good svara. The charata, the kabbalah haba should already be included in the mitzvah. So maybe we'll say another interesting svara. There's a kasha that they ask the b'chanan in Kovitz Ma'amarim. It's brought in the end of Kovitz Ha'aris on Yevamis, and it's printed now separately. Also, Kovitz Ma'amarim, they ask a kasha, b'shem l'chavetz chaim, I think, that what's the chidush of tshuva that tshuva erases the averos? Big chidush of tshuva. The person did avera, the person does tshuva, and the averos are erased. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that if a person, chas v'shalom, at the end of their life, at whatever later stage, they regret doing mitzvahs. They're toa on the mitzvahs. So the mitzvahs they don't get credit, you don't get schar, because the person regretted having done the mitzvah. When we do Hataras Nedarim, right, we say, even though you have charata on the Kabbalah Saneder, that you're going to do something, but then it's in a toch as v'shalom al ma'isma tomeim shasisi. Because that's a bad thing. You don't want to be taught in Meis and Tovim. If you're taught in Meis and Tovim, then you use a schar for it. That's the Gemara Kedusha. I'm only taught on that which I didn't say b'li neder. So you see that there is already a notion, a concept, that a person is taught on a mitzvah, they lose the schar of the mitzvah. So what's the big chidush, tshuva, that erases the avera, should be no worse than what we find already by a mitzvah. If a mitzvah can be erased through regretting the mitzvah, so the mela, the avera could be erased through tshuva. So what do you need a new chiddush of tshuva? That was a kasha that they quote in the name of the Chavetz Chaim. So he says, I believe he says it as follows. He says, there's two inyanim in every mitzvah, and also two inyanim in every avera. There's the actual merida, you could say, the effective person rebelled against the Rashan Hashem. Hashem said to do something, you went against it. Or the person listened to what Hashem said. There's also the result of that is the tikkunim that result in the world through doing a mitzvah, and chas v'shalom, the pagam that gets affected in the world, cosmos, you could say, through an avera. Every avera, it's not just the fact that the person went against the word of Hashem, but there's also ramifications in terms of the, you know, in the mystical realm, in some way, a person created a force in a negative direction through an avera, and a positive aura in a way that when they did a mitzvah. So he says as follows: when a person is toa on a mitzvah, so what does that mean? There is schar for the fact that the person complied with Rasan Hashem. Hashem gives schar for that. So nebuch, a person is toa on doing a mitzvah, so they lose the schar for having done Rosh Hashem. They don't feel good that they did Rosh Hashem. They feel bad. So they don't get schar for having done the mitzvah. But the fact that there were tikkunim, the person did chesed, the person did things, there are good things resulting in the world, the person, there's good vibes, there's a that can't get lost. That was done. So that remains. That wouldn't be undone when the person is toh. He's only losing the credit for doing the Rosh Hashem. So Melo, when it comes to Averus, if we're just going to use the mechanism that already exists by the notion of Toa al-Rishonos, by mitzvah, so what would that mean? That a person feels bad having done Avera, so now they won't get the onesh that's associated with going against Ratzon Hashem. But Lamaisa, there's something else going on. A person did Avera, there are all kinds of, there's a pagam, there's a terrible corruption that is created in the world through the Avera. We're, what happened to that? The damage is done in that regard. So that's where you need a new chiddush of tshuva, that tshuva can take that away as well. That's what apparently B'chanan's answer to that kasha. So maybe we'll use this to explain the Ramban. The Ramban learns that tshuva is a separate mitzvah, not just vidui, but tshuva, v'shavta l'shem elokecha. So we can ask the kasha, l'chora, Meshech Chachma says, according to the Rambam, you can't call tshuva a separate mitzvah. Because to the extent that you're not doing vidui, don't bring vidui into the picture, everything that tshuva is already included in the fact that the Torah told you to listen to my mitzvahs. Listen to my mitzvahs means whatever it takes to make sure you don't repeat the mitzvah. And obviously, to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of what the mitzvah's agenda is. So obviously, it feel bad if you departed from that. So where does the role of tshuva fit in? The answer is because of the second dimension that we see, Rechanan is pointing out. The inyan of a mitzvah naveira is the very fact that a person went against, broke the rules, so to speak, went against Ratzon Hashem. When he did naveira, they deviated from Ratzon Hashem. So from that perspective, you could say that everything about tshuva is already included in the fact that Hashem said, continue to say, don't go against what I told you. So if you went against it, you obviously have to feel bad, and you have to make commitment not to do it again. All that's included in it. But there's something else. What about the damage is done? The milk is spilled. You did all that virus. What about cleaning up the mess? So you could say, no. So there, the mitzvah as it existed beforehand doesn't speak to that. It only speaks to the strictly speaking, the rule and the law. So you have to feel bad that you broke the law. You went against Ratzon Hashem, and you make a commitment not to do it again. All that would be included already in the mitzvah per se. But where would there be a special halacha to have charata and kabbalah because of the damage that resulted from the aveira, the pagam? So that's where the mitzvah of tshuva could also relate, even according to the Ramban. So we'll use that vort to explain the Ramban, so you have a little bit of an understanding, maybe the Rambam and the Ramban, in terms of what the makoras are for the mitzvah's tshuva. We see in the Rambam, using the psukim v'zvadu, v'zvada, and different ribuyim that extended all different scenarios. But the Rambam's focus is very much on vidui. And Meshach Chachma's understanding is because for the Rambam, tshuva itself without vidui wouldn't be defined as a separate mitzvah. It's already nichlal in the tzivoy for itself. Ramban, on the other hand, quotes v'shavta as a mitzvah say of tshuva. And that could be, like what we're saying now, because there's another level beyond just the technical question of whether you went against the mitzvah, but you also created a whole monster through it, so to speak, through the aveira, and that's where the mitzvah's tshuva would fit in. Okay, a couple of other diyukim, maybe just in the Lashonos here in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Kol mitzvah shebat Torah bein aseh bein lo saseh." So the Gemara at the end of Yuma discusses aseh and lo saseh in terms of when tshuva is mechaper and when Yom Kippur is necessary as well. Just to have a little bit of familiarity with this, the Gemara at the end of in Pehei Amid Beis Pehei Vav Amid Aleph. The Mishnah there, the very last Mishnah in Yuma, has many, many important points relating to tshuva. Chatas v'ashem v'adei mechapen misu v'yam kippur mechapen ima tshuva. Tshuva mechaperes averus kalos, alasei v'alos asei, v'alachamuros hu tole, atshi yavo yam kippur v'yachaper. So the Mishnah says that averus kalos, and the Mishnah goes on, Aseh v'losah say, that's what tshuva's mechaper, sounds like tshuva alone. V'alachamuros hu tola. Tola means it gives you like a buffer, but it's suspending things, and you need to have Yom Kippur to come in. So this is the notion that there are things that tshuva alone could be sufficient. There's a lesson that the Gemara quotes, person does an isra, violates an aseh, Eino, here it's on the Pevav. This is what's called Abba Chaluki Kapara. The Rambam mentions it also at the end of Perek Aleph. Avar Aseh V'Shav Eino Zaz Misham Ad Shemochen Lo. Then it says Avar Lo Saseh V'Asa Tshuva Tshuva V'Tolo V'Yam Kippur Mechaper. The question is, so what does that mean? All Lo Saseh need Yom Kippur? Or there's some lo saseh that are considered like an aseh that you can have the kapar with tshuva alone. The Gemara makes it a machlokes between Mishnah and the Braisa. Mishnah seems to say, starts by saying, kalos, tshuva is mechaper by itself. And chamuros, you need Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah uses a lashon, aseh, velo saseh. And then it says, ala chamuros utola. So the Gemara asks, Hashta alosase mechaperes alase mebaya? What if you tell me it's mechaper and asay? It says losase, losase is more chamer. Amrav Yehuda hachikamer, alase That's the lo sase that we're describing. Lo sase shenitagrase means it's a lower level lo sase. In other words, there's no malchus. The Torah says, if you violate it, then it's something you can do to correct. No, sir. If you leave over from the karban after a lot of time, then ba'esh tisrofu. All kinds of examples, a lava nitagrase, you know the term, right? So that's where the Mishnah means is called kalos. But lo sase, gamur, not. That would be including chamuros, in Yom Kippur. Uraminu, in fact, the Gemara, elein kalos, these are kalos, asei v'los asei, chutz v'los sisa. Losisa is a special avera that the Torah says about that, lo yinake Hashem, so that is different. That doesn't get included. That's not included in kalos. Sounds like all los ases are included in kalos, not just the nitak asei los ases, even all, where it says, no, losisa v'chol didamile. Top of peivav amir aleph. Losisa and everything like it, it's lav dafka because of the lo yinake. Meaning to say, it's not a nitak asei, and therefore, it would be considered chamuros, even if it was not just losisa. Tashma, the Gemara ends up bringing it a few makoros. At the end, the Gemara says it's really a machlokas. It's machlokas. Whether tanoihi, the sanya, amachuva machaperes. So it says here, and the braisa alasei, the alosa se shenitak alasei, the amachuva tola, the amakipur machaper, al krisus misus bezdin, the alosa se gamur. So this braisa holds that lo sase gomer is considered chamuros. You need tshuva. But the Mishnah will hold that all lo sases except for lo sisa would be included in tshuva alone. It's interesting. So you have this interesting discussion about where you need Yom Kippur and where you don't need Yom Kippur. So you have in the Rambam mentioning asei v'lo sase, just interesting to keep in mind this inyan that we're mentioning. Another one or two diyukim in the Rambam. The Rambam says, im avra adam alachas mehen, he says, bein b'zadon, bein b'shkaga. Rabbi Onis. No. So, interesting. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnah is in Yuma, the same Mishnah that I just was quoting for you, says Mefurish. The Orcha Shulchan, I believe, quotes it in Hilchas Yom Kippurim also, this Rambam. The Kozeh, says the Rambam, Kish'ava Birtsono, Avu Ba'ones Pater. So, there's no need for tshuva on onus. And we have a kasha from the Nusach Avido, if Alchet. What's the first in the list? Alchet shechatanu v'necha v'ones uveratza. So that sounds like doing vidui on onus. What are you going to say? This is what do you think?
Maybe it's what we said earlier with the Ramban, that it's like being...
It still created some kind of a pagam. Interesting.
Good
thinking like that, yeah. I just want to add it. I think you're correct. Maybe. But maybe we'll add a point here. There is a riboy here that the Torah's Kohana brings in Achrei Mos. It says, the Chiper ala Kodesh, the Pesukim in the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur, the Chiper ala Mitumas B'nei Yisrael Mipish'eyam L'chol Chatosam. Mashma here that we're even be marbe, even onsim as well. Ainli ella vadeyem stegoseim vatnoseim b'shigoseim minayim. Tamulomar avonos l'chol avonos b'shem l'chol b'shem chatosim l'chol chatosim. So the question was, stegoseim anoseim b'shigoseim. So he's including an onus as well. So it sounds like there was a need for kapara for an onus. So I think your point is correct. Even a chid ba'onus, something happened. But the shaila is, does that, but ma'isa, the Rambam says that there is no chiv. The Rambam says there's no chiv. Okay, you want to say the Rambam shitasso, with what we said before? No. Maybe there's a special din, another passage, maybe there's a special din on Yom Kippur. Now, this is vidu Yom Kippur. Could be the rest of the year, it's different. Yom Kippur is Neshem Titharu. So it could be from the perspective of Kapara, Shogeg, amazing. But not Onus. Onus is not, not Mechuyiv to do Tshuva on Onus, on a day of Onus. But Yom Kippur, we want to strive for a level of Kapara. For that, Tahara, not just Kapara, Neshem Titharu. Maybe that's why you have the riboy over here by the Avodah Shem Kippurim. That's maybe why the chet includes onus of beratzah. Maybe. What about shogeg? So the Rambam says yes. Bein b'zadim, bein b'shkaga. Bein b'zadim, bein b'shkaga. Ramban in Chumash is very interesting. The two Rambans in Parshas Vayikra that relate to shogeg. The Maisa, the beginning of the parasha, you have the carbon ola. So what is ola machaper on? It's not clear. It's veneer tzel ola chaper olav. What's the ola coming to machaper on? So Rashi quotes from the Torah's Kohanim. Amahu meratzelo, imtom al krisus amisus beizdin, omisa b'de shemaim o malkis. Is it going on krisus amisus beizdin, misa b'de shemaim malkis, ari anshan amur? The onish is already stated, all those things, what the onish is, or whatever it is. In the miratza, ela al asay, ba'alav shenita glasay. It's only miratza on an asay and alav shenita glasay. Meaning, a person violated an asay, alav, he brings this gift, called a carbon ola, it's a kapara. Blush in Rashi, ubraisi b'pitores kohanim. Vector Ramban in Chumash, v'chi anitama. What do you mean? V'chi hechan anshan amur. Im tama krisus misus beivdin misus deshemaim onsh malkus have anshan amur. Where's anshan amur? If you did the aveira, how? Amazing. Ki akarbanos b'shogigin hein meratzin. V'nucha loma, says the Ramban, she yechapru al chai v'misus deshemaim shogigin. V'achal v'malkus shogigin. Why do I have to fit Ola into the case a person violated Naseh or Lavanit Gasei Bemezid to the Kapar of an Ola? It could either be going on Misa B'dei Shemaim Shogigin or Malkus Shogigin. Okay, Misa's based in Krisus B'Shogig Yehav Chatas. But what about Malkus Shogigin? Person did Avera, that's Chayiv Malkus Bemezid B'Shogig. Or Misa B'dei Shemaim B'Shogig. So that could be the Ola. Why are we jumping ready to say it's going on a say and Labanita Glasse? That's the Ramban's cash. Vinucha Loma Sheikhapru Al Chai Vemisa de Shemaim Shogin, Ba Chai Vemisa Shogin, Ba also Chai Vemisa Bezim Shogin, Ba Osim Chain Chayav Lim Chatas, Chai Vemisa Bezim without a Chatas. So they're also that in the case of Shogin. Gigmaki Avivimu Makalel, Kishem Shachatas Machateris, Ba Chai Vemisa Shogin. So you have all these other examples that there's no parallel to the Shogin. Yet, so let the Ola be in that. V'ulai, says Ramban, Bavur she pirish akasu b'chayv emisus beizdin u'b'chayv ekrisus onshan b'mezid u'b'shogeg. When it comes to chayv emisus beizdin and chayv ekrisus, the Torah says b'mezid what the onesh is and b'shogeg what the onesh is v'chatas. U'pirish b'chayv emisus b'shamayim onshan b'mezid l'misa u'b'chayv elav and l'malkis v'lo pirish b'em shum onesh b'shogeg. So when it comes to Chai Mises B'dei Shemayim and Chai B'malkis, the Torah only gave us information about the Onesh B'mezid and didn't fill in the box about Shogeg. Niro lehem l'chachamim, Chazal understood, shekol ha'onesh b'hem perisho ha'kasuv. The Onesh that is associated has been stated. Ki lama yifarish onshim she'ego b'mezid u'b'shogeg, v'yifarish onesh ha'acher b'mezid b'lo yifashos b'shogeg. V'yomar she'yim achuy v'havi ben ola. U'kach ra'u, Chazal saw in this, she'ein b'chayve misa b'dei shamayim u'b'chayve malkus, ela onshan ha'mefurish ben b'mezid. Now listen to the next couple words. Avo b'shogeg ein aleyem shum nesius chet, v'ein tzvichim ritzui klal. So Chazal understood from here that Chayve Misa Deshamayim Shogin or Chayve Malkis Shogigin, there is no need for an Asiyas Chet, Ein Tzvichin Ritzui, V'zeu She'amru Kvar Anshan Amur, She'kol Onesh She'ratzo L'hati Aleim Kvar Amru HaKasuv. So therefore, what is it going on? Rather, Asay and Los Asay Nitika Asay HaMezidin, that we don't find any Onesh yet, and there has to be an Onesh, you did Aver B'nezid, Yirtze Ba'olazeh Mivyena B'nidvas Nafsho, it brings an Olas Nidava. So what do we see in this Ramban? That if examples of a person does a shogeg, a verb shogeg, is ein shum nesiyas chet, ve'ein tzvichim ritzui klal. Okay, so and the Rambam says, let bein asay, bein lo sasay, bein bezadon, bein bishkaga, is a chiyuv lizvados. So what do you think? The Ramban maybe sounds like There's no need for a kapara. But then again, we do know that by a chet of chayv krisus b'shogeg, there was a need for a chatas. And what's the pshat over there? A second. There the Ramban has comments on that as well. What's the pshat by a veira of chayv krisus b'shogeg? Nefesh kisachta b'shkaga later in Parshas Vayikra. So why is there a need? Ba'avur hayos ha-machshava b'nefesh b'ishogeges v'tamar kabanos ala nefesh ha-shogeges v'shekola avonos yoridu g'nai b'nefesh v'heim mumba b'lotiske l'hakbil p'nei yotz v'rak b'yosa tahora mikol chet. And that's why you have to bring a carbon. Similar to maybe the ideas we were saying before, that there is a pagam in the nefesh. And that's where you bring a carbon chatas. Now what do you do with the fact that there's a veris b'shogeg? The Ramban says, there's no chatas, there's no need for an ola either for that. What are you going to say? Yeah, there we are.
How is it going to come in the Rambam? Is it going to come in
the Rambam? The Rambam says there isn't a need for the shogi. Yeah.
Yeah, but I just wanted to piece of work I was trying to say over there because he by Sayer Mishalayah, Rambam says that you do get kapara for the Zidon Amishikogasam and for the Zidon Belgap. So maybe it's just the difference between getting kapara.
Well, there's two things here. I mean, the fact that you need a kapara for shogeg, that's mefurish in the fact that you have karbanos on shogeg. But the Rambam says, any mitzvah Shabbat Torah, bein bezav bein mishkaga. That's what I'm wondering about. The Ramban seems to say that there are averos that you commit for shogeg that there's no need for a karban for. Because you don't need ritzui, the Rambam. It could be a machal between ritzui of a karban and tshuva. It's not a machlokis, but I mean ma'or the point. The Ramban seems to say that the fact that we don't want to use Ola to fit that box of a person did a Vera Bishogeg of a Chayv Mises Beis and a Chayv Malkis when there's no carbon is because Chazal understood, since the Torah didn't spell it out explicitly, it must be that Ein Oleim Shum Nesiyas Chayv Ein Tzvichin Ritzui. I'm pointing that out side by side with the Lashon Rambam. It says Kol Mises Tzvah Torah, not just as a Mises that have a associated carbon with the Shogeg. Kol Mises Tzvah Beim Mises Beim Mishlaga. Person did not bear b'shogeg, they need to do tshuva. They need to do vidui. And the Ramban says that they don't ain shum nesiyas chet. So again, you could start separating between the context. The Ramban is talking about nesiyas chet of a carbon, a ritzui of a carbon. And the Ramban is talking about the mitzvahs vidui. And there is a certain lapse of awareness. The person still is brown school for a shogeg as well. So I'm just... But it's interesting to notice that the Ramban himself notes that by a shogeg there is a certain pagam that results. That's what is a carbon chatas. But apparently by a chayv malkius b'shogeg there was no carbon. So pagam must be less in some way. There was no assigned carbon for that. Obviously there's no need for a carbon. It means that obviously it's not the same degree of a pagam. And he calls it ein behem nesiyas chet. The last thing I'll just end with is also an interesting diuk. The Rambam says, kol mitzvah shebat Torah. Does that mean doraisa? Does it even mean rabbanan? Why am I mentioning this? Bein bezadon, bein b'shkaga. Obviously, a person does an avera, the nezid, again, violated drabanan, there's no question that he's violating a terrible thing, and it's against the Torah too, lo sasur. The Torah says, lo sasur, you have to listen to the chachamim. What if a person does an avera of a drabanan b'shogeg? Do they need kapara? Do they need tshuva? Why is it Shaila? So again, there's a Meshach Chachma here in Parshas Shoftim. He doesn't quote the Nesivis, I don't think, but he discusses it here. The Inyan of Ulsasur, and the big topic, Ulsasur, but what's the Pshat? When the Rambam holds that there's Dinim Drabban are part of Ulsasur, but what is the Pshat? Does the Chefza of what the Chamla goes and become the Mitzvah? Or the violation of Lo Sasur is because when you violate the Rabbanan, Mimele, you're violating Lo Sasur, because the Torah wants you to listen to the Chachamim. But it's not the mitzvah per se. The Chachamim said, you know, don't do this, don't do this. But it's not, there's no kiyum directly through the action that you observed or didn't observe. It's more that through that, you went against the Torah who said Lo Sasur. So there is a nesivis, I think, Shimlam Adalit, I forget exactly where, I think it's there, that he says a chidush, that a person who violates a drabanan, bishogeg, is not really doing an aveira. Why not? What's pshat? Because the only reason why there's an aveira by drabanan is because they're going against the Torah. In other words, and they're going against that. The inyan, the Torah says, listen to Chachamim. It's a merida against the Chachamim in doing it. By the Torah's Isurim, the Isur is defined by what the Torah says. Don't eat Chametz Pesach. Don't eat, don't do Malach and Shabbos. Don't do this action. Or the Kiyum by Yaseh. By doing the action is a Kiyum by Etzem. By Drabanan, one could argue, again, it's not universally accepted, but the Nesiva says that it could be that the whole Kiyum or the Aveira in the other direction is because through that they were going against the authority of the Chachamim. And the Torah itself tells you to follow the authority of the Chachamim. So where is it called a merida against the authority of the Chachamim if it was bemazed? To the extent that you were unaware, so could be there was no need for kapar. Again, it's not necessarily everyone's opinion, and it's not necessarily correct diuk in the Rambam. I'm thinking if you want to medag the Rambam, you would say, kol mitzvah shebat Torah means only the raisis. That's why the Rambam says it, because it's bein mitzvah bein mishkaga. It'd be right to the Nesivis. If you would hold like the Nesivis, then you would read the Rambam to say that it was only mitzvah shebat Torah bishkaga that need vidui. But a mitzvah drabanan bishkaga would need vidui. That's what Rambam means. Of course, you could say the whole diuk is not diuk. Mitzvah shebat Torah could mean the raisis and the rabbanans. I mean, the Meshech Chachma himself, I think, in Ar Sameach, says, how could anyone really say this? What do you mean? There'd be no lifnei iver? If a person is machshil somebody, and they said Rabban, and don't realize it, I didn't do lifnei iver because he didn't do an avera. It would be very, very big chiddush. Comes out that because to the extent that he's unwitting, so he didn't do an avera. So the whole lifnei iver, that's a yes, it's kasha in the Nesivis. Every lifnei iver would not exist on Yisrael Rabbanan, because it's only a michshal if he did it the mezid. So then we're erasing the lifnei iver on Yisrael Rabbanan. It's hard to imagine that would be the case. You'd be mutter to be machshal somebody in Yisrael Rabbanan. L'maisa, the diuk in the Rambam is maybe or maybe not a diuk. Come mitzvah shabbat Torah. But the Rambam emphasizes mezid shogeg, but ones he leaves out. Yeah. Merida is because you know what you're doing and you're consciously doing it.
Why is taking merida into the
Rosh? No, because the Torah frames the inyan of listening to Chachamim by saying the Torah wants you not to deviate from the Chachamim, so not to respect the authority of the Chachamim. The thing that they will go there or in the Taken doesn't become itself the etzem kiyum is through the fact that you're listening to the Chachamim. There's a there's a lot to say about this. Mashal, let me give you an example. The Takan of Yochanan Zakkai to take a lulav zechel mikdash for 7 days, because mikdash for 7 days. So what brach we make on tias lulav? There's a nusach Yerushalmi. I forget the exact words in the nusach. Something about atzasikainen. Yishmoa atzasikainen. In other words, the mitzvah is that we're listening to the chachamim, not the pu'ula itself. It's like a little bit of a dogma, a mashal for that idea. Sometimes the kiyum is not in the etzem pu'ula, it's in the fact that we're listening to the chachamim, or the opposite, when they get to the chachamim. So that would be it. Okay, we'll say machsim etov again. Mitzvah Shem, we'll do a little bit of makis tomorrow, and whatever else.